Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Made, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you and good afternoon to the listeners.
Yes, sir. Are you well this afternoon?
The Lord is good. The Lord is good. We praise Him. And how are you?
No, we're fine, Pastor. Thank you so much for asking. We continue to praise Him at all times. I hope that Eswatini is treating you well.
People here are very kind.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
They are very kind, We are witnessing God doing wonders before us.
Oh, wow. Beautiful stuff, man. That's great to hear. That's great to hear. Thank you so, so much, Shaman. It's good news to always hear that God's people are, treating other God's people in a wonderful, wonderful way. Thank you so much. We're joined by Pastor Made on the line. And this week, we've actually learned that biblical stewardship is a concept that sees us as caretakers of God's creation and calls for managing all aspects of life, including finances, time, and environment, for God's glory and to serve others as well. Now, having covered the importance of stewarding our talents yesterday, we move on today to stewardship of our resources. Now, Pastor, what examples in the scripture show us resources being well stewarded?
Thank you very much for this question. It's a very good question. To respond to it, maybe let me first by saying stewardship, it's all about putting God first. Putting God first in everything, including the resources. The Bible, the entire Bible, is full of examples where God's people are putting Him first. For example, I will share with you one example. Sometimes we don't take it as an example, but in my own eyes, I think it is an example of God's people putting God first. You read Genesis chapter 4. The sons of Adam, they are presenting offerings before the Lord. It tells me as a Bible student that the sons got that practice from their parents.
Okay.
Therefore, it means one thing, that Adam and Eve were stewards. And they passed this thing to their children. That's why we have Genesis chapter 4, whereby the two sons are presenting offerings to the Lord. Unfortunately, one of them did not do it the right way, but by God's grace, and we praise Him, Abel was able to give an offering which was accepted by the Lord. You go to Abraham. You go to Abraham in the book of Genesis. I think it's chapter 14. The Bible reveals that Abraham was faithful in returning God's tithe. In all the blessings he had, he would remember the Lord and return God's tithe. You go to Jacob, I think it's chapter 28. Jacob was also returning a tithe. Where did he get that practice? He got that practice from his father, Isaac. The son would never do anything unless he has received it from the father. So Isaac was returning tithe. Where did Isaac got it? He got it from Abraham. So the Bible, you read throughout the Bible, you see God's people returning tithes and giving offerings to the Lord. There are instances where the nation would deviate, and this practice of returning God's tithe and giving offerings would be contaminated. For example, during the Hezekiah revelation, reformation, and during Nehemiah reformation, there was a problem with the practice. Just before the Babylonian captivity, there was a problem with the practice. You do have those periods where people, God's people, have deviated from it. But if you read the entire book, the Old Testament, including the New Testament, you'd realize that God's people were putting God first in whatever they received from the blessings. The people in those days relied mainly on agriculture, on farming. They would return the tithe from the animals and the offerings from the animals, from the crops they were growing. They would return those things. That is what you get as you read your Bible, and it permeates throughout the Bible from Genesis. You can go down to the book of Revelation. That is one of the themes that permeates throughout the Bible.
Now, thank you so much for that, Pastor. Now, why does he, I mean God, give us all these things that he now expects us to give back to him or even give to others? I mean, why wouldn't he just distribute these things evenly to those who are in need, really? Because he can do that.
You know, stewardship, it's all about relationship. Our relationship with God, our connection with God. One is to go back to Genesis chapter 3 and check what happened in Genesis chapter 3. In Genesis chapter 3, Adam and Eve listened to a creature and believed a creature. Instead of listening and believing God. That is what happened. And now when the kingdom of heaven is reversing the effects of sin, it must also touch base with that which has happened in the beginning. Where people placed a creature first instead of putting God first. So stewardship is there to teach us, to inculcate in us the culture of putting God first. And with first God, we believe in him, we follow his instructions. So the reason he wants us to return these things, when we return, we remember that God comes first. The act on itself is a message, not to the next person, but to ourselves, to the one who is doing it. It teaches the person that God comes first in everything. I think that is the fundamental lesson in stewardship and in the act and the practice of returning a tithe and giving an offering. It's not just a transaction. It's deep. It's spiritual. We connect with God.
Man, yeah, these things are deep, Pastor, and they're not easy to do. Well, easy to say, I must say. Now, does a general spirit guarantee that I will never lack anything? I mean, I'm thinking about the verse that says, "Give and it will be back to you."
You see, those promises, when you read the Bible, you'd realize that most of the promises that are in the Bible are conditional.
Okay.
You show obedience to God's instruction, and then there is a reward for doing that.
Right.
But I want to place before God's people that when we return tithe, as much as there are promises that are there, even in the book of Malachi, you get that promise in chapter 3. As much as we have those promises, when we return tithe, when we give an offering to the Lord, that is an act of worship.
Right.
We are not buying blessings. We are not bribing God so that he blesses us. Actually, it is the other way around. The reason we are able to return, or we are in a space, in a position to return tithe and give an offering, it means one thing: God has already blessed us. So we respond to what God has already done, not appeasing him like in other religion. We respond to what he has already done. So when we give and return, we are not buying this. I think that is very important as we study stewardship, that we are not buying, but instead we are responding to what God has already done for us.
Now, Pastor, you know, stewardship, the stewardship practice, rather, it sounds like a risky, you know, investment that may or may not pay off in the end, because you give and God says, I will shower you and I'll open the windows of heaven. So we see that sometimes it happens to some and some to others. It doesn't. So truly, it's a risky investment. Is that a fair assessment?
I disagree respectfully with that sentiment. One, to look at it as an investment, I don't think it is a proper way of looking into it. As I have already mentioned, that we return these things not because we want more. We want more from God. We return because he has already given. So we respond to what he has done. The term used in that question, risky investment,
right?
It suggests the other way around, that we give first in order to get, and yet it is not the case.
Yeah.
We receive from God, then we respond to what God has already done for us. We can only respond.
Pastor, I must thank you so much for emphasizing that point. We can only respond to what God has given us. Well, we're going to be ending it here for today, Pastor. Any last word from your end before we let you go?
My prayer, my brother, is that the Lord may give us his spirit to work in us so that we become faithful stewards. I want to believe there is no way that you will have a good Christian who is not a faithful steward. We've got to be faithful stewards.
Pastor, I must thank you so much for your time and joining us this afternoon. Always a pleasure talking to you, and always a pleasure having you around. We'll talk to you again tomorrow at the same time and the same place. Have a fantastic day over there, as they are treating you very well. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
Blessings to you indeed.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.